Welcome to Start Writing Quick Vocabulary, if you listen to Double Speed, where you're done in less than 5 minutes.
And these are a few of my favorite words.
Sound like you were going to say a few of my favorite things.
Yeah, they are. Okay. So the first one is petrichor. It means a pleasant smell that frequently accompanies the first rain after a long period of warm, dry weather. Petrichor.
So I remember the petrichor in the desert after the rain.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I think that this word is especially cool for writers because it's a sensory word.
Yeah.
And we're very familiar with that smell, but this is a word that just sums that all up right there. And this is interesting. The root of this is like petros, like a rock, and ichor, I think, is
the smell
like blood.
Of rock?
Well, like the rocks are bleeding. This is
interesting.
The liquid of rocks.
So it's petrichor. It's a noun, a pleasant smell that frequently accompanies the first rain after a long period of warm, dry weather.
The next word is gossamer, and it's a fine, filmy substance consisting of cobwebs spun by small spiders, which is seen especially in autumn. Also cobwebs.
So when I run in the trails, every once in a while, you'll run through a little bit of gossamer, and I hate it. Because you know you might now have a spider on you.
Yeah, it's creepy, huh? It's another good sensory word.
So gossamer, a fine filmy substance consisting of cobwebs spun by small spiders, which is seen especially in autumn.
And it comes from gauze, meaning goose, and sommer, meaning summer. May be a reference to the silk, resemblance of the silk to goose down, or that it shifted from an original sense of Indian summer, so the time of year that this happens.
That's weird.
Gossamer. The next word is sigil, an inscribed or painted symbol considered to have magic power, a seal.
So sigil, I feel, is like used a lot in fantasy terms, right? Like half the time when you read a fantasy book, they're going to say, bring me the sigil, as opposed to the seal or the symbol.
Yeah.
Just because it's a fantasy word. It's a big fantasy word.
Yeah. And it comes from Latin meaning a sign. And so you can think of clans who have a sigil like this. This is the representation of who we are. Like we raise our banner with the sigil, or guess the banner is the sigil.
So that is sigil, an inscribed or painted symbol considered to have magical power.
The next word is aleatory. It's an adjective. Aleatory means of uncertain outcome, and it literally means depending on the throw of a die.
I feel like every first date is a little aleatory. You know? Like, if you have that first date on a bad day for that person of which you are unrelated, there is no second.
That's great.
It's so aleatory.
It is, very much so.
So that's aleatory, depending on the throw of a dice or on chance, random.
So in Latin, the word alea is a game with dice. And aleator is a dice player. So aleatory, someone who, or a thing that has that element of chance. So the last one
is bower. So there's a lot of different meanings to this. So there's a leafy shelter or recess arbor, a rustic dwelling, cottage, and a lady's boudoir in a medieval castle. But the reason I wanted to bring this up is that there is a bird called a bower bird. And they build these really elaborate nests. And that's actually their mating ritual. And so, essentially, they try to build the most elaborate, intricate nest they can. And the females pick the most elaborate. That's how they choose their mates. But because they build these really intricate, elaborate nests in the forest, they are often referenced in poetry, simply referred to as bowers. And they're talked about for their beauty. And I'd read that in poetry so often, like the word just is like a poetic word, but I never really understood the meaning. So I actually recommend, because this is poetry a lot, Google bower nest and see the images, and then that will give you an understanding of why they use this word so much in poetry in the way that they do. And here's the poetry.
Okay, the poem this week is D.H. Lawrence, Self-Pity. It's actually quite short. I never saw a wild thing sorry for itself. A small bird will drop frozen dread from a bough without ever having felt sorry for itself. This is the big month with the changes to the newsletter where we will be releasing keywords. We are also taking submissions on blurbs to help rewrite those. And thanks for listening.